Good morning, praise the Lord. Beautiful day. It's 6:22. I'm in Boston. Came here early. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Family night tonight. I don't know if you saw the advertisement, well, the info. Family night tonight. Come on out, and we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. Hope you can make it. It's going to be a great day. 7, come to prayer. 6, and then 7, stay for family night. If you want to bring something, you're welcome to. Not, it's okay. We still want you to come. To encourage you, Ephesians 6:18. Now watch what the Word of God says. Listen, I realize that some people just don't read their Bibles. That's why they get in trouble, because they don't read their Bibles. If they only took the time to read their Bibles, get it in their spirit, they could be okay. That's what it says, Ephesians 6:18. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Bang. Gotta be praying for your brothers and sisters. Be praying for our two missionaries going, Joy and Hope, going to the Middle East. I hope you pray for them. You got a little postcard for them. And lift them up in prayer, okay? So they're doing the work of God. Jesus coming. The King is coming. You got to be about your Father's business. You got to be ready. You got to be, make sure you have enough oil. Some of you don't, they just don't come to prayer. You just decided you're not coming to prayer. That's fine. When you want to be crying and whining because things bad happen, then you go, oh, gee, now I want to come to prayer. You know who you are. I've seen you, a lot of you. You don't want to come to prayer until bad things happen. But if you keep praying, you stay ahead. Prayers, go ahead. Have an awesome day. Hope to see you soon. See you in church on Sunday. Next week, I'll be out. You won't be hearing my devotions. I'll probably just send special ones because I'll be at California and then Atlanta, Georgia. So you have a blessed day. God bless you.